The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Half past 9 o'clock, we're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
Another episode of Sports Clips.
That's a haircutting place.
Oh, yeah.
That's not what we do.
Another episode
Man,
of Sports Clips.
I would fuck up somebody's hair big time, because I do not know how to cut hair.
It would be weird.
Wouldn't you think?
You're cutting someone else's hair. And
I mean, I've
got their look.
That's their livelihood.
You're fucking it up on people?
You know what? You put a fucking hat on. It's like, yeah, I've got.
Is that what you say when you fuck up someone's hair?
Yeah.
Just put a hat on, man.
Put your bitch in, man. Put on a hat.
Don't worry about it.
What do you want from me? That'll be $22.50, by the way. Plus tip.
All right, let's get to the clips. This is a favorite of Mark's. It is a spooky version of Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball.
What they did, they took Miley Cyrus's song and they put it in G major, and it sounds like something from a fucking nightmare.
We chained our hearts in vain, we jumped, never asking why.
I fucking love this.
It's scary.
Dude, I would be crying in the corner now if I already didn't see this earlier. Because it's terrifying. Especially when she gets into the hook.
I just want to play this like in the middle of the night as a surprise on you.
This needs to be in a horror movie.
This part is too noisy for me. It's not that good.
No, you know what? Imagine a horror movie, and during the scene where everyone's getting murdered, this is playing. Yeah. Fits perfectly.
I don't know if I see it.
You don't have a vision like me. Everyone knows that. And you know what? Who the fuck says Miley Cyrus isn't hot?
She isn't.
She's fucking hot.
She's not hot.
Have you seen her tongue hanging out of her mouth? Tell me she's not hot. Tell me. Please. You hear that? Those melodic tones coming out of her mouth? It's beautiful. I'm going to be having nightmares about having sex with her tonight.
That's a noisy clip.
I like it, though.
Let's get something a little less creepy. How about a clown from a 1960s cereal commercial?
Breakfast.
He lives in a doghouse.
I'm hungry!
You know what? What a fuck up. He's breaking the fourth wall, for one. And he looks like the clown from It.
Wrinkles. That's me. The best breakfast under the big top is post.
No one uses clowns anymore, right?
No, this is Rice Krispies that he's selling, but he calls them crinkles.
Apparently, this is before they invented Snap, Crackle, and Pop. They had a maniac clown.
I crinkle every time I eat it.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Comes in his clown outfit?
He crinkles.
You've ever tried,
I crinkle all over tissues, usually.
Best of all. Honey and sugar make it different and wonderful.
Now he's having a second bowl.
Fun to eat.
You know what? It's a good thing Snap, Crackle, and Pop came around.
Sugar Rice Krinkles, the greatest cereal treat on earth.
And some fucking clown.
Sugar, they don't put sugar in the name of cereals anymore either.
I know. They pretend that there's no sugar involved. It's like a health. My Lucky Charms are a health food.
Yeah.
Delicious, though.
So, I guess when you have a kid and you have to teach them about death, it can be a problem.
Yeah, you don't know what to say.
Yeah, like death? What do you mean death? What does that mean? So,
yeah, you pretend. You just play dumb. Like, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Do you want to talk about sex? I'll teach you about that.
I got some videos up in my room. We can just watch.
That would be less uncomfortable.
I don't even really have to say anything. I just hit play.
So on Sesame Street a million years ago, they decided that they had to teach kids by death because Mr. Hooper, who owned the store, died in real life. And they're like, well,
he's not on the show anymore. We got to explain it.
We can replace him. Kids probably wouldn't notice. Or we could do this.
They'd notice.
Really looks like it.
Big Bird has drawn a picture of Mr. Hooper.
He wanted to give it to him.
Really nice.
Well, I can't wait till he sees it.
They're in silence.
A little awkward now.
Say, where is he?
I don't see that guy around here anymore.
I'll give it to him. I know. He's in the store.
A Big Bird? He's not in there.
Who's running the store now? If he's dead, it was his store.
Wait, Mrs. Hooper?
Yeah.
There's that hot piece of ass, Maria.
I bet she's not so hot anymore.
Big Bird... don't you remember we told you Mr. Hooper died?
He's dead.
Oh, yeah.
He's dead.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
Got to work on my Big Bird voice.
I'll give it to him when he comes back.
Yeah. Pretty feminine.
Big Bird.
Was it decided
Mr.
he's a chick?
Hooper's not
coming
back.
He's a guy?
I think he's a guy.
Why not?
He's got a high voice because he's a bird. Birds don't have deep voices.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm a bird.
When people die.
You know what? He's a huge bird.
They don't come back.
Ever?
No, never.
Why not?
Because God hates
them. Well, Big Bird, they're dead. They can't come back.
Because they're dead.
You know how they're not explaining anything? They just keep saying the word dead over and over again.
It's like using the word and it's...
No explanation.
And who's going to make my birdseed milkshakes and tell me stories?
Well, not him, that's for sure.
I'm going to take care of the store. Mr. Hooper, he left it to me.
What? You said Mrs. Hooper, you asshole. That's not Mrs. Hooper.
I didn't know. I didn't watch
it. You just made shit up? You didn't know, so
why would Mr. Hooper leave it to some random dude?
How do you know that's a random dude? They were lovers, probably. Obviously. And the guy's not coming back because he's dead, and you can't come back when you're dead because you're dead.
I'm the bald black
guy. Great explanation.
The bald black guy didn't have a line yet. What's he doing, this bird? He's just walking around.
Well, he won't be the same.
You're right, Big Bird. It's...
It's going to be better. Because we hated him.
It's going to be the same around here without him.
Mm. This shitty explanation, Sesame Street.
We can all be very happy that we had a chance to be with him.
And you got to make your seed milkshakes.
I don't love him a lot.
Oh, man, that would taste like shit.
I know, because sometimes I get milkshakes, like, with certain things in them, and it gets caught in the straw. Like, if you get chocolate chip milkshakes, it doesn't smash up all the way.
Do you choke sometimes?
No, it just clogs my straw, and I get annoyed.
And you have to suck really hard, right?
Yeah.
Describe how you do that.
No.
Go ahead. You slide the straw into your mouth, and
there
it's sunk, and sunk. Yeah, I'm bored, Big Bird. He's dead.
Just because.
Did he ask why he's dead? Just because? How the fuck would I know? He's dead.
Man, kids are bored. Like, what's going on?
I know.
Can we put something else on?
Come on, man. That's a horrible explanation.
In other news, Bea Arthur is really ugly and old. Well, she wasn't. She's alive on the Golden Girls.
And she is in death.
Oh, it is wonderful dating in Miami. All the single men under 80 are cocaine smugglers.
She was always witty. Always with a quick barb.
Oh, I would kill to be 40 again.
You know what I miss? Laugh tracks. Today.
I was in the teacher's lounge.
Well, you just got to turn on Big Bang Theory, Mark.
Yep, you don't have to say anything funny at all. You just say a joke.
You don't even have to be pretty and you're
say a couple words strung together and you get a laugh.
We were laughing and giggling and having a great time and I completely forgot that I was older. You know, I just felt like one of the girls and we had a wonderful
You've never felt like one of the girls.
You know what the thing is?
I got into my car.
That's actually pretty common because when we used to go out, if you remember,
I know, but I'm saying that Bea Arthur is this gigantor.
No, I know. She's a monster. She is actually Big Bird, the human version of Big Bird. But we would see that when we would go out to the clubs. We'd see the hot, young, 20-something-year-olds. And in the group is like a mid-40s lady. I'm like, what the fuck is she doing there? So as soon as you see that, you know, all right, they're all work friends, and they invited her out. And obviously, she does not belong there. She should not be there. Like, what the fuck are you doing with them? Are you think you're going to be fucking some dude later?
They probably did.
Woman.
Not that old lady.
I didn't even recognize her.
Here comes a joke. Yep.
The dumb Rose joke. That's formula.
It was me.
Oh. Is she still alive?
Mind your earrings. Lord, I'd love to get a
face. Yeah, she's the only one living.
Blanche. Who
did she say she wanted some cock? I wasn't paying attention.
Girls, he's just wonderful. He's very gallant. He's a perfect gentleman.
I say gallant.
Are you gallant, Mark?
No, I'm gallant.
Let me choose.
Chewing, that's way up there on my list. Comes right after intelligent.
He doesn't talk loud at the movies, doesn't take his own pulse, and he's still interested.
In fucking my old ass.
Rose, if you have to ask, it does not
If Rose is really that dumb, she would her life would she would have been nothing in life.
Well, obviously she's not nothing. She's nothing in life.
How do you know?
She's an old lady, and she has to have like three fucking old lady roommates. Obviously, she never accomplished
anything. The strange part is, when that show started, they were all in their 50s.
Well, yeah.
They weren't even that old.
You know what? That's the thing I don't get about being old. Do guys just have to convince themselves that they want a fucking old lady?
I don't know.
You know, it's like, this is all I got, so if I'm going to do it, if I'm going to be banging a chick, it's going to be her, but she's like 80.
Maybe you'd like to have sex with this lady.
Apparently, this is a woman from Romania who decided she was going to sing for 5 days straight.
I don't know if she decided. I think she's insane.
Imagine if you were living with her. I would fucking punch her in the face as hard as I could. 5 days of this? Are the Guinness people there? The record is or the beer?
It's a pretty good song.
I mean, it's kind of growing on me, but I would fucking beat the fuck out of her.
I'm gonna make this my alarm to get up in the morning.
You know what? You're gonna get up with a spring in your step.
Mm-hmm.
And a song in your heart.
And a fist.
Power, the black power fist.
You mind if you don't videotape this?
Oh my god.
Romania, man, that's where all the cam girls are.
I know. I bet there's so many hot chicks in Romania.
Mm-hmm.
Up right now, dildoing themselves on the internet.
And now for our musical number. Here is a song that I love. It was in the first or second episode of Knight Rider. It's a hit by Sylvia. She's a country artist, but this is her biggest hit. She's now retired and just sitting at home, I guess, rotting away.
Dead, in fact.
It's called You're Nobody Called Today. It has some of the most clever lyrics that Mark has ever heard.
Actually, I've never heard this song at all, so maybe.
Nobody.
Nobody. Maybe that explains the last 2 weeks. You called me up, dead on your feet.
Oh my god, I am so tired. I've been fucking this other chick. Oh, I'm exhausted.
Nobody. Nobody. You're nobody called today. She hung up when I asked her name.
Does he want his wife or girlfriend to know he's cheating?
Apparently.
Because when she walks by, he smiles. No one.
Why is he taking his wife to wherever his guma is all the time?
I know. Like, you know that's where your fucking other girlfriend hangs out. In fact, she works here.
She can love him like nobody can, even better. It's playing words.
Obviously not. That's why I'm cheating. I'm bored with you. I want to fuck someone else. But I, for some reason, I'm not breaking up.
Well, does your nobody have a top 40 hit like I do? No.
Yeah, in fact, she's in the top 10. Beat your ass.
Yeah, because I'm having an affair with Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Even though she's kind of fat, she still looks alright. Did she lose any weight, or is she still kind of big?
Wouldn't know. Don't care. Don't pay attention to
Mariah
Carey.
Well, listen. I mean,
that is,
I don't care
a
lot.
I know she's like
but some.
Insanely rich and like
and
no,
insane.
No woman's ever sold more records than her, but it's like, I have never gave a rat's ass about Mariah Carey. The only thing I remember about Mariah Carey is once in school,
I fucked
a Holocaust survivor. This whole Holocaust thing at school, and one of the speakers spoke for a few minutes, then played "Hero" by Mariah Carey. I don't know why. But.
So, well, let me get this straight. One of the speakers spoke,
mm-hmm.
and played a song.
Yeah.
And he was a Holocaust survivor?
And that's all I know about Mariah Carey. I've never cared about her music. I'm not even saying she's bad. I just don't...
You know what?
I don't care.
I recall that Eminem had sex with her.
Is that true? Is that true, Mark?
Yeah,
yes. Is that true what Mark just said?
Yeah, it is. I heard from Mark that it's true.
I don't know. I just don't care.
I knew her.
She's not on my radar. I don't care.
I don't have a radar.
I just remember that she was a bitch every once in a while. And her lambs, she named her fans her lambs.
That's weird.
I hate people name their fans.
Yeah, I know. You know what? And the W kids wouldn't stand for that. Our fans.
By the way, if you're a fan of Miley Cyrus, guess what you are, Mark? You're a smiley.
That she needs to come up with a new name. That's
done.
Stupid.
She already did it.
Oh, no. Go back to the drawing board, Miley. That's stupid.
Yep. Yep, yep.
A smiley. I'm a smiley face.
Well, that about does it for this episode of Pop Clips. I hope you had fun.
Yeah, you know, it's all right. Didn't go crazy, but I'm going to have nightmares now from Miley Cyrus.
Well, we'll end the show with Mark's favorite Miley Cyrus song one
exactly.
more time.
Exactly. I want to cry. WatchOutWizKids.com.
Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can live a lie running for my life. I will always want you.